This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Nick Savarese joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today. He is executive director for the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism, and they have a pretty cool thing happening with Jersey Mike's all month long. Nick, can you tell us about what's happening with the foundation and specifically what's happening on March 26th for that day of giving?
So, yes, it's actually this Wednesday, March 26th. And so all month long, Jersey Mike's raises funds at the register for the Flutie Foundation for Autism, actually our participating stores. Nationwide, Jersey Mike supports charities all month long, culminating in the Day of Giving, which is Wednesday, March 26th, where 100% of their sales go to local charities. We at the Flutie Foundation have 74 of their participating stores throughout New England and New York. And so people can go on our website, FlutieFoundation.org, to find our participating stores. There are many throughout Greater Boston that are supporting the Flutie Foundation. And it's just this incredible campaign that's unlike any other. No companies really do this sort of thing where they give back 100% of sales in a given day. And it's really had a deep impact in the autism community for us for 4 or 5 years now that we've been partnered with them.
Mike, I kid you not, I literally ate Jersey Mike's for dinner last night. That club sub and the turkey provolone hits every time.
Oh, there you go.
That's just coincidental. But why is it important for you to be involved with the Flutie Foundation and what they do?
The Flutie Foundation, you know, we have a deep impact on people in the autism community. Have so for about 26 years since Doug and Lori founded the foundation, and have really just tried to stay true to our roots in helping people and families kind of navigate the diagnosis and all that it entails, and including, you know, employment, education, just helping people live their lives to the fullest. And so for Jersey Mike's to really jump on board and partner with us in that sense, it's been a wonderful relationship.
I had a chance to work with Jersey Mike's at the very beginning of my career, Dan. I was actually the voice of their commercials for a while. And I got to tell you, like you said, their sandwiches are the best. And the people that own the franchises, the people at the corporate level, they really do put their money where their mouth is. For them to turn over 100% of their sales for a day, there are not a lot of companies that do that. Mm-hmm. And it really speaks to the importance of their mission with the Flutie Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, the franchise owners are literally taking a loss that day because they still have to pay food costs. They still have to pay. In fact, they staff up huge on that day because it's their busiest day of the year. So the franchise owners are literally taking a loss that day, but it's so deeply ingrained in their culture to give back to the community that it's really something else. And, you know, obviously their culture is really simple. It's make great subs and build strong communities. And we're just happy to be a part of it and to be a recipient of their great culture.
Okay, so it's happening all month long. It's a month of giving going through the end of March. You can go a sub above for autism, Dan.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't write that one. They sent that one to me in the press release. Participating Jersey Mike sublocations, they're collecting there. And then, as Nick was saying, this Wednesday, 100% of the sales will be donated back to the Flutie Foundation for autism. So it's a really spectacular thing to be a part of. So if you have not made your plans for lunch on Wednesday, you can have a great lunch at Jersey Mike's and then give to a fantastic cause.
Go crush an Italian sub for a cause.
That's it. The number 13 Italian, number 7 turkey, whatever you like. Please come. Bring it. Buy for your friends, your family, your office. If there are ever a day you're going to buy a big old catering box of lunch for the office, do it on Wednesday.
Let's go, Nick.
I love a guy that knows the meals by the number. That's right in my heart.
I ate at Jersey Mike's so much I knew the turkey was number 7.
Well, Nick, it was good to have you inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning and the Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism. You are now all officially members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Honored to be a part of it. Thanks for shining a light on this and so many other great things in the community.
All right. It was nice to talk to you, Nick. Have a good one.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. And I love the way he said that, shine a light on things that are happening in the community. And I think that's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
Absolutely.
And so if you've got something going on in your community you want to share on the show, something going on in your life that you want to shine a light on, put a smile on our face, you can call or text us here in the studio to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. If you can't do it right now, we can record it a later day or a later time to make it more convenient for you. Again, call or text us here in the studio to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Some small technical difficulties this morning, but we got Kennedy on the phone. Are you there, Kennedy?
Hello, hello.
Say good morning to Shauna from Gardner.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Shauna?
Kennedy, please leave the studio. Sure thing. Good luck.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is, in fact, a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kesha has a new song with T-Pain coming out Thursday. It's called Yippee-Ki-Yay. Kesha featured on the hit song Timber with which rapper?
Goodness.
The song's a banger.
That was Flo Rida.
All right, question number 2. Today is International Waffle Day. Which movie is this line from?
Oh, this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh! Name the movie that's from.
Shrek.
Question number 3. George Clooney is done being a sex symbol. He says, look, I'm 63 years old. I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old leading men. That's not my job. I'm not doing romantic films anymore. Clooney was once a superhero in the 90s. Which one did he play?
Oh, he was Batman.
Question number 4. Fans of the signature sauce at Chick-fil-A are in for a treat. Chick-fil-A sauce is heading to Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's wholesale club stores for the first time ever. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
That Chick-fil-A sauce is so good.
And question number 5, Elton John turning 78 today. Elton finished touring in 2023. What was the name of his farewell tour that spanned 5 years and over 330 shows?
I believe it was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. I don't know how we're going to do this. Let me see. Let me text her.
Hello, hello.
Okay, there you are. Cool. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right. I have Shauna from Gardner getting 1, 2, 3 out of 5 right
there. That is correct.
Yep. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
All right. Kesha has a new song with T-Pain coming out Thursday. It's called Yippee-Ki-Yay. Kesha featured on the hit song Timber with which rapper?
Pitbull.
Pitbull is correct.
Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
1-0. Question number 2. Today is International Waffle Day. Which movie is this line from? Take a listen.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Oh!
Name the movie.
Shrek.
2-1. Question number 3. George Clooney is done being a sex symbol. He says, look, I'm 63 years old. I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old leading men. That's not my job. I'm not doing romantic films anymore. Somebody backs up that truck full of money. You're doing a rom-com, buddy. Just stop. And you still look cool.
Yeah.
Still very sexy.
Still Clooney.
George Clooney was once a superhero in the 90s, Kenny. Kennedy, who did he play?
Batman.
3-2. Question number 4. Fans of the signature sauce at Chick-fil-A are in for a treat. Their sauce is heading to Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's for the first time ever. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
4-3. Question number 5. Elton John celebrating a birthday today. He finished touring in 2023. What was the name of his farewell tour that spanned 5 years and over 330 shows?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road?
Farewell, Yellow Brick Road. So close. So close. All right, 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Shauna. Nice job, Kennedy. Unfortunately, don't get the cash. However, you're not walking away empty-handed. You won yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Kylie Minogue April 9th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome so much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Shauna and Haley from Gardner, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Hi, Haley. Didn't even know you were there.
Talkative one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. And yes, we are continuing on with Townie Madness. Forget about basketball.
Putting a ball in a hoop.
Pshaw. Who cares about that? So what we are doing is we are trying to find Boston's best accent.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the no odds to be seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. Go to mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
I don't know who that voice actor is, but he's not getting paid enough.
He needs a raise. I couldn't agree with you more.
He needs a raise.
Couldn't agree with you more.
So vote at mix1041.com. I've already voted. I've put in my favorites. You can put yours in right now. We're continuing on this morning. This is Beep Dennis from Eastie by way of Charlestown.
From Charlestown.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Beep Dennis from Charlestown. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large dice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
You're
still mad he called you a copper bagger?
He lives in Eastie now. He can't claim Charlestown anymore.
He was born there.
You know.
You were born in Boca and you claim Charlestown.
He moved out. He lives in the suburbs of Eastie now. And I wasn't born in Boca. I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you very much.
Well, your life is confusing. You moved everywhere.
It's true. And Beep Dennis is up against Michaela from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Michaela from Boston. I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
So we gave them all a control sentence to read.
Exactly.
So it would be fair, so they'd all have to say the same thing.
Right.
And we tried to make it the most Boston phrase of all time, so you could vote on each one.
Right. And so in our next bracket, we have Lisa from Easton.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. Oh. This is Lisa from Easton. I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
And the way she said, I swear, I believe her.
She came in hot.
She was there.
And Lisa is up against Johnny from Eastie.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Johnny Todd from East Boston. I was coming back from Dunks with a normal large ice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday. Just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal. I don't get it.
I don't get, I love Johnny.
Johnny's
like
good.
It was no big deal.
And then in our other bracket here, we have Dave from Roslindale.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is Dave from Roslindale. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do. Mm-hmm. And I swear, I saw Gronk at the Barking Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pats hoodie. Grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Man, so many people saw Gronk at the Barking Crab.
His pipes, man. And this is B-Side. He is up. Dave is up against B-Side from Gloucester.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is B-Side from Gloucester. And I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do. And I swear I saw Gronk at the Barking Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pats hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
I have two more. So we're going to be actually talking to these next two that are competing against one another.
Yeah, we're going to have them live on the radio.
Do we want to play their audio first before
we
get to
them? Give them a little introduction.
Okay, so this is Donnie from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is Donnie from Boston. I was coming back from the Dunks with the normal large iced coffee, regular that is, like I normally do. I swear I saw Gronk in the Barking Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pats hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal. I was like, kid, you having a lobster roll.
Did he say the Gronk? I think he said the Gronk. And Donnie from Boston is up against Danielle from Marshfield.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Danielle from Marshfield. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do. And I swear I saw Gronk at the Barking Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pats hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
Okay, so Donnie and Danielle are actually going to be joining us on the show coming up next. We'll get to know them a little bit deeper. With all due respect, it is a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. So it's Townie Madness as we continue on to find Boston's best accent. If you have a favorite in there, somebody just text in from the 617. Lisa wins!
Lisa's a contender.
Yep.
Go to Mix1041.com and vote.
Yeah, you have to vote. Go to Mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the No Odds to Be Seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to Mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' Townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm gonna sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. Go to Mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
So, yeah, you can vote right now at Mix1041.com. And Kennedy just sent over the voting data. I'm not going to say how it's going, but oh, my gosh. So many votes. And I don't think you'd ever guess in a million years who is in first place.
Tightly contested.
It's
business.
Yeah, there's only about, I'd say, about 10 or 12 votes between first place and second place right now.
Okay.
So again, we have the No Oz to Be Seen 16, and we have two of the people who have made it into that bracket. So let's see. We have Donnie. Are you there, Donnie?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. And I believe we also have Danielle. Are you there?
Morning, yeah.
Good morning, Danielle. Danielle, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So I'm from Nashville, and I think my accent is interesting because I was originally from the North Shore. My family's from Revere, then moved to Boston from college, and now I'm on the South Shore, so I got all that wacky.
And what do you do for a living, Danielle?
I'm a nonprofit fundraiser, so I say I'm a bleeding heart.
Okay.
Love that for you.
And Donnie, tell us about you. You're from Boston originally. Where'd you grow up?
No, actually, I grew up in Medford. I have written Medford.
Okay.
And then I used to sell sausages on a sausage cart in Boston. But Danielle, I owned a house in Revere. You sound familiar, though. I'm being serious. I used to spin records at the International Pub. You ever go over there?
I did not, but I'm sure you've seen my family. Revere's small and still towny.
I was there yesterday at New Deal getting an Italian sub. I'm telling you, I was down there to get the best Italian sub.
Donnie, what were you spinning in the club back in the day?
The Bee Gees. I'll never forget it. I had the vinyl with the milk crates, and I had to bring them in, and then you had to, like, turn the record back. A lot of good stories. I bought my first house in Revere on Beach Street.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Danielle, are you a Not Your Beeps girl now, or are you a Bar Pizza girl?
Bar Pizza now, but, you know, I'm not going to get into any fight about roast beef or anything else. I, you know, I'll get thrown off the dang ring.
Well, the correct answer is roast beef three-way, but I forgive you.
Dan, you have...
Dan,
you have a question for one of them?
Well, I just wanted to know what Donnie does when he's not spinning records.
Right.
I have a food truck now. I sell sausages. I try to make the world a happier place one sausage at a time. I was out late last night. I actually did. I sold sausages in front of the Boston Garden on a 4-foot cot when I was a kid. And now I have a Dom's food truck, Dom's in Malden. So I sell steak tips, sausages, cheese. Sausages here! Sorry if that was too loud.
I mean, the
so
Dom's.
What I do is I sell Dom's. 8 inches of pure Italian love loaded up with peppers and onions.
Oh, my God. The both of them. The both of them. And all right.
Carson, if I could add one thing real quick.
Go ahead, Kennedy.
So Danielle, I was emailing with everybody yesterday trying to, you know, get all this arranged. And Danielle sent me an email. And in it, she had a couple of things that really blew my mind. She said, my mother said in complete seriousness, you have a Boston accent? ? What does your ma sound like is what I need to know.
Oh, true Revere. She just doesn't notice.
And then another went on to say, some of these dweebs went off script, but Bostonians don't often follow directions. Your mom is hilarious.
Go ahead, Donnie.
I hope your mother's like my mother. My mother, I can't get her out of Medford housing. Like, she has all her friends. I swear, I try to buy her a house. I said, come live with us. Donnie, I'm not leaving here. She gets her cigarettes every day. Swear to God. I'm telling you the truth. And she sits out on the porch with all these friends. These old, you know, Boston people, they don't want to leave where they come from. They just want to stay where they're at.
Yeah, that's not my mom, but that's my 88-year-old Uncle John Murphy, who lives on the beach. And he said, when you win, what do you get? And I laughed and said, you think I can win, but just try, Chris.
I used to have an IROC. I'll put you on hold. You two can talk to each other.
They don't even need us.
Donnie and Danielle have taken over the radio. It's the Donnie and Danielle show.
Well, it's Townie Madness.
They don't need us. They don't need us. I love them both. Okay, so if you want to vote for Donnie from Boston, or you want to vote for Danielle from Marshfield, it is Townie Madness. We are out to find Boston's best accent. Those two are going to be tough to beat.
I don't want either one of them to lose.
It's going to be tough. You got to vote right now. Go to mix1041.com. Again, you can vote for them at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Macy from Boylston.
Hi, Macy.
Good morning.
Also, your mom Carol's in the car?
Yep.
Good morning. Good morning, Carol. Carol with an E or no E?
Carol with an E.
Yeah, that's my mom, too. Carol with an E. All right, kick Kennedy out, please, Macy.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more of them correct than Kennedy, and you win all of the $100. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Every cent.
Yep. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Ready.
The 14th season finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs at 8 p.m. tonight. Which network airs The Real Housewives universe?
Bravo.
Question number 2. 42 years ago today in 1983, this movie, based on an S.E. Hinton novel, hit theaters. It features the line, "Stay gold, pony boy, stay gold." Name the movie.
That's The Outsider.
Question number 3. Mumford & Sons will be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Name this Mumford and Sons song. Take a listen.
But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line.
I really f***ed it up this time. Deny my dear. Deny my.
Name the song.
Little Lion Man.
Question number four. Mikey Madison turns 26 today. She won the Best Actress Oscar at the start of this month for which film?
Anora.
And question number five, a list of the best moments from The Office is topped by Kevin Spills the Chili. It's followed by Jim Kisses Pam. That's my favorite. And Prison Mike. On The Office, what did Prison Mike say the worst thing about prison was?
The Dementors.
Prison Mike is the best character Michael Scott ever did, and anyone who disagrees is a charlatan.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Hello.
So Macy, who is from Boylston, in the car with her mom, Carol, got 5 out of 5 correct.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Very well done. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
The 14th season finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs at 8 p.m. tonight. Which network airs all of The Real Housewives universe?
Bravo.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number two. 42 years ago today in 1983, this movie, based on an S.E. Hinton novel, hit theaters, features the line, stay gold, Pony Boy, stay gold. Name the movie.
The Outsiders.
Mumford & Sons is going to be on Fallon tonight. Name this Mumford & Sons song. Take a listen.
But it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time. Deny my dear. Deny my.
Name the song.
Little Lion Man.
Question number four. Mikey Madison turning 26 today. She just won the Best Actress Oscar at the start of this month for which film?
Nora?
Question number five. A list of the best moments from The Office is topped by Kevin Spills the Chili. It's followed by Jim Kisses Pam and Prison Mike. On The Office, what did Prison Mike say the worst thing about prison was?
The food.
Okay. Question number one, Bravo was correct. Question number two is The Outsiders, yes. Question number three, Little Lion Man. Question number four, Anora. And question number five, Kennedy, the Dementors. The Dementors.
They suck the soul out of you. Really? And it hoit.
Really? Oh, I'm dead.
5-4 is the final score. Macy and Carol get the win, and they pick up the $100. Nice job.
Well done, ladies.
Yes, very well done. Macy, obviously you get the $100. Kennedy, is there something that you would like to say to Macy and Carol?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Macy or Carol.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we have some great concert tickets to give away. This is called Odyssey's Leading Ladies. It's down at the King's Theater in Brooklyn, New York. It features, listen to this lineup, Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, also a couple of newcomers, Cassie Ashton and Haven Madison. It's April 3rd, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now.
What's the game that pits friend against friend and starts with a T?
Think fast.
A game of rapid-fire questions that have no true answers.
Take it away, producer Dan.
Think fast.
That's me. As previously stated, the name of the game is Think Fast. I have compiled a list of sentences or phrases that also I'm going to ask you for a letter. You will have to give me an answer that fits the question I have asked that starts with that letter. And your name is your buzzer. No cheating. We're playing to five.
So we have Denise from Edway. Good morning.
Good morning.
You get to pick first. You want to go with me or Kennedy?
Sorry, Carson. I've got to go with Kennedy.
That's a good pick. And then Erica, good morning, from Weymouth.
Good morning.
You're stuck with me. I will tell you this, though. Kennedy is actually doing the show in Washington, D.C. She's taking care of Mr. X. And we have noticed this morning there is a slight delay. So I'm feeling confident this morning.
Yeah, baby.
No
Let's
shenanigans.
Do this.
Yeah, it is kind of like an adult racing a child, you know. So Kennedy's going to give me like a 40-yard head start, and she's still going to win at the end.
So half a second delay for every question.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yes. I'll do my best.
We can do
I'll
it.
Do my
okay.
best.
Okay. Okay. So, Dan, whenever you're ready.
Think fast.
Okay. There's no dramatic music bed for me this
you
morning.
You want some dramatic music?
Oh,
I got
absolutely.
You, Dan.
He always does.
There we go. Better. Question number one. This is something you see at the airport that starts with the letter G.
Carson.
Kennedy.
Yes. Carson, go.
Guard?
What are you talking about? I said that 2 minutes before he did.
You're on a delay.
I said guard.
Damn it.
Wow.
I will give you guard.
2 seconds before he did.
Wait till you hear the audio back, Kennedy.
Yeah, you're not going to be right on the audio.
All right.
Name somewhere famous for its wine, starting with the letter N.
Kennedy, 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 Kennedy.
There you go. Kennedy.
Yes.
Napa.
Yes.
1-1. Nice job, Kennedy.
Question number three. A vegetable that starts with the letter T.
Carson.
Yes.
Kennedy, 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 Kennedy.
I need an answer. Quick. It's called Think Fast.
I don't know. I got
Kennedy, go.
Turnip.
Turnip is correct.
Oh, nice job.
I thought you were going to say tomato.
You say yes, and when you say yes, I don't know who you're talking to, Dan, so you've got to say one of us. I'm sorry. I can't see your face.
2-1 for Kennedy.
Something a teenager sneaks out of his parents' house to do. Starting.
Oh, sorry.
You want to let me finish?
No.
Starting with the letter D.
Carson.
Yes.
Drive.
They sneak out to drive?
Yeah, they sneak out to steal the car. Absolutely. I get
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like
all right.
You never did that, Dan.
Yeah.
I was looking for drinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to drop. Never mind.
I feel both work.
That works. 2-2.
2-2. Going to five. Denise is being represented by Kennedy. Erica is being represented by me. It's tied 2-2, Dan.
All right. A 90s band or group that starts with an N.
Carson.
Yes.
NSYNC.
Yes, that's correct.
Hey.
3-2. The delay might be the only way you get a dub in this
game. I love the delay, Kennedy. You're crushing it.
Killing me.
3-2 for Carson. A word that a lot of people find gross that starts with the letter M.
Kennedy, Kennedy, Kennedy,
yes,
Kennedy.
Yes, Kennedy.
Moist.
Yep.
3-3.
3-3. It's a barn burner.
Oh, it's so good.
A kid's TV show starting with the letter B.
Carson.
Yes.
Barney.
Yes.
Hey, this delay is so good.
That's old school. I was looking for like Bluey or Backyardigans.
Okay,
old school,
I'm all
dinosaur.
Sorry. It is 4-3. 4-3.
Come on, Kennedy.
Name a common high school mascot that starts with a W.
Carson.
Oh, that was. Oh.
Whatever you think, Dan, it's fine. Go ahead. Give it to Carson. It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
It's fine.
It doesn't feel fine.
No,
everyone's telling me. A lot of women are telling
me
it's fine.
It's fine.
I know
it's fine.
No. This is not me saying it's fine. That would sound totally different.
Carson.
Wolves, Dan.
There
wolves.
Okay.
There well it done. Is.
We were looking for Wildcat, but Wolves works too.
There it is. 5-3 is the final score. Let's go, Erica. Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Erica.
Sorry, Denise.
That's okay, Kennedy.
Erica, you got yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to see Odyssey's Leading Ladies featuring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison, April 3rd at King's Theater in Brooklyn. Congratulations to you, Erica.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
And Denise, I'll tell you what, since there was a delay and it really was not a fair fight, we're going to give you a pair of tickets as well.
Hey!
Oh, yes! Thank you!
Because we all know if Kennedy was here in the studio, she would have mopped the floor.
I would have lost 5-1.
Thanks,
You ladies have a great time down in New York. Again, Odyssey's leading ladies, if you want to find out about that, you find all the details at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about The Bachelor here. Big news. He picked his person, he got down on one knee and he proposed. And here's what Grant had to say.
Juliana?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Oh, she even did the a million times yes, huh?
So that was Juliana Pascarosa, Newton's own Juliana Pascarosa. She said yes. He said, since our first night playing the piano and getting to know you, we've always had a connection. Through this whole journey, you've been someone who's inspired me and kept me laughing with your contagious smile, because we understand what we've been through and we understand what it means to persevere. So congratulations to those two kids, and they are moving to Boston.
Massachusetts wins again.
I was looking at the story this morning. They are a beautiful couple. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Yeah. Lots of love.
What do you think the hit rate is on marriages lasting from The Bachelorette and The Bachelor?
I mean, I'm sure it's no better or worse rate is on us getting married in the regular world.
I'm sure it's slightly worse. But...
Is it, you think?
Yes, it's much worse. I can only think
not that the regular statistics are great.
But in any event, we wish them all the best and hope to meet them when they come back. So something awful happened to one of the members of BTS, Jungkook. Jungkook fell victim to a major hack with $5 million worth of stock in the South Korean music label HYBE stolen from his account. The hacker reportedly created an unauthorized account under his name in January of last year, just a month after he enlisted in his mandatory military service. They say as soon as the company and the artist became aware of the criminal activity, we took measures such as suspending payments to the account and restoring the original value. Big Hit Music, that's his label and a subsidiary of HYBE, said. Jungkook also filed a lawsuit to reclaim 500 shares that had been sold, and the court ruled in his favor. The hacker remains at large, however, sparking concerns about how they access private details, some suggesting that he must know Jungkook personally. But either way, here, go serve your country, and then let me steal all your money while you're
gone. $5 million, man.
Trash. Absolute trash.
I'm terrified of all the cyber crimes and all that. I just had to cancel my debit card this week from a $240 charge in California that I did not make.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, did they give it back to you though?
They did, but I used it at like score or gas station or something that chip reader on. I have no idea.
Oh, yipes.
And you have to imagine too, these guys in BTS, that while they were super famous, I bet they didn't make a lot of money. They were made from a label. They own everything. So he probably, you know, yes, he's famous, but he has a ton of money. This is probably a big portion of his wealth being stolen.
Well, $5 million should be a big portion of anybody's wealth.
Right.
Be enough to give me heartburn, that's for sure.
Yeah. And some new music news for everybody. Kesha has announced her new single is coming out this Thursday, and she's teaming up with one T-Pain for it.
Let's go.
It's called, she says, Yippee-ki-yay, featuring T-Pain Thursday. She shared on Instagram. She's been releasing her music on her own label, Kesha Records, since last July. We've heard Joyride, we've heard Delusional, and she hinted last week that the next album was making good progress, saying, I just turned my album in to myself. I love that. And Miley Cyrus has announced her next album, Something Beautiful, coming this spring. She announced the news on the social medias. She said the album features 13 original tracks and is executive produced by Miley Cyrus and Sean Everett. The album will come out on May 30th. And that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Miranda from Billerica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Miranda, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
You bet. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100, Miranda. If you tied Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She can't hear anything that is happening now. Are you ready?
All right, let's do this.
Question number one. Sarah Jessica Parker turned 60 years old today. What was her character's name on Sex and the City?
Carrie Bradshaw.
Softball there. Question number two. Drake Bell and Josh Peck reunited on Peck's podcast to talk about their rocky history as Nickelodeon child stars. Which show did the pair star in together?
Drake and Josh.
Question number three. Bunny XO shared a bit of her IVF journey the other day. She said, "It's very lonely. It's just you and these hormones and the waiting and the egg retrieval, and you're the only person who can go through that." Who is Bunny's musician husband that she's trying to conceive with?
No clue.
Question number four. Lionsgate has officially taken Saw 11 off of its 2025 release schedule due to recent production trouble. Who is the main antagonist for most of the Saw franchise?
Jigsaw.
Question number five. Kesha has a new song with T-Pain coming out Thursday. It's called Yippee-Ki-Yay. It is a tribute to Die Hard.
The best Christmas movie of all time.
I don't know if that part's true. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Ooh, let's say trouble.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand, Miranda, you work at an advertising agency. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
So you would know Paris Hilton, one of the most recognizable faces in the world, right?
Correct.
Yeah. She's on brands for everything.
Absolutely.
Is your ad agency just like Mad Men?
No.
No. You guys aren't all drinking whiskey in your office at noon?
Smoking, ripping butts?
No, hitting on receptionists? Not.
Sounds like it'd be fun, though. All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Miranda from Bill Rickett got 3 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker turning 60 years old today. What was her character's name on Sex and the City?
Carrie Bradshaw.
Did I say Sex and the City? Sex and the City. Sex and the City.
Well, they were doing both.
Tied to one, question number two. Drake Bell and Josh Peck reunited on Peck's podcast to talk about their rocky history as Nickelodeon child stars. Which show did the pair star in together?
I think it was just called Drake and Josh.
I think you're right, Kennedy. Tied to two. Bunny XO shared a bit of her IVF journey the other day. She said, "It's very lonely. It's just you and these hormones and the waiting and the egg retrieval, and you're the only person who can go through that." Who is Bunny's musician husband she is trying to conceive with?
Jelly Roll.
Yes, Jelly Roll. 3-2. Lionsgate has officially taken Saw 11 off of its 2025 release schedule due to recent production troubles. Who's the main antagonist for most of the Saw franchise?
Jigsaw.
Not seen a one of those.
Not a one?
No.
The first one was awesome when it came out.
Is it?
The first one is quite good. Yeah.
Not my jam. 4-3. Yeah. Question number five. Kesha has a new song with T-Pain coming out Thursday, and it is called Yippee-Ki-Yay. What does the T in T-Pain stand for?
Tallahassee.
Which is where he is from. That is correct. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Miranda, I'm sorry, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning. What is the name of your advertising agency? You want to give a shout out?
Lead Search LLC. Drive pulling into the parking lot now.
What's the name of it again? What's the first name? Leeds?
Lead Surge.
Lead Surge. The best advertising agency.
That's it.
I'm just saying.
I mean.
The absolute best. I wish I could do a better job explaining it.
I only buy products
when I have
that Lead Surge is advertising.
Yeah.
Y'all are great.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right. I'm Miranda from Bill Rickett, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Melissa from Kingston.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out?
Of course, Kennedy. Would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Melissa, so you know the deal. There is $1,000 on the line here this morning. You can win it right now. All you have to do is answer more of these questions correctly than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you, okay?
All righty.
Question number one. The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates for their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off in August, and they will land at Fenway Park on August 23rd. Name all three Joe Bros.
Kevin, Joe, and Nick.
Question number two. Morgan Wallen's new album, I'm the Problem, will have 37 songs on it when it drops on May 16th.
That's too many.
So far, he's released 7 of the songs. Who do fans think inspired the album title?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Kenny Chesney. No idea.
Question number three. It's official. Tiger Woods is dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. True or false, Tiger Woods has a son.
True.
Question number four. Can you tell me which band released the album No Strings Attached back in 2000?
Oh, God. No Strings Attached. I know that, but I can't. It's not coming to me.
And question number five. This is a tough one. What is the real name of the bride played by Uma Thurman in Kill Bill? And just the first name is
fine. Oh. No. Jane.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hi.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Melissa from Kingston, who is driving her nephew Adam to work. That's a very nice thing to do of auntie.
Yeah.
Good auntie.
Yeah.
Adam wasn't a lot of help with $1,000 on the line.
Yeah, you didn't ask any Marvel questions. Good with that.
Melissa got 2 out of 5, right?
Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates for their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off in August and will land at Fenway Park on August 23rd. Name all three of the Joe Bros.
Joe, Nick, Kevin.
Tied at 1. Morgan Wallen's new album, I'm the Problem, will have 37 songs on it when it drops May 16th. So far, he's released 7 of the songs. Who do fans think inspired the album title?
Taylor Swift.
That's right, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
2-1.
Just came to me.
Yep. Question number three. It's official. Tiger Woods is dating Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. True or false, Tiger has a son.
And a daughter. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. His name is Charlie, and he's quite the golfer. He's a sophomore in high school. 3-2. Question number four. Can you tell me which band released the album No Strings Attached in 2000?
NSYNC.
It was NSYNC. Melissa.
Oh, the puppets.
That's right, the puppets. 4-2. Question number 5. Kennedy, can you give me the real name of the bride played by Uma Thurman in Kill Bill?
Beatrix is coming to my head. Beatrix?
Beatrix Kiddo is correct.
Wow.
Beatrix.
That's a hard question.
Yeah,
I've seen that movie 800 times.
That's very good, Kennedy. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Wow.
Not this time,
Melissa. Not this time. But we do appreciate you listening. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just dumb. I keep trying.
You keep trying. Yes, I love that.
One of these days.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
for today. I am Melissa from Kingston, and yet again, I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.